Okay, this coming Shabbos, we're going to have that honor and privilege of reading Parshas Ha'azinu. Everyone forgets Ha'azinu sometimes, and it's such a critical, important parsha because it has so much about the future and so poetic. We're told the Aruf Kamatar L'Kchi Tizal Katar L'Marsi Moshe Rabbeinu compares his lakach, his words, to dew and to rain. And Rashi notes that like the rain that never stops, Torah too will never cease. However, the comparison to rain seems misplaced. Isn't it the dew that never stops? So why would it, do we bother with the rain comparison? Sir Elio of Izmir, Minchas Elio, explains that since the Torah goes with the person when he or she passes, it remains with him or her forever. If the Torah would only be compared to dew, then people would think that, like dew, Torah is always around, and there's no urgency to study and observe it. And thus the double reference. We need to go at a Torah life hard, like rain, right away. But we should also know that it's with us forever, like the dew. We're told, Hatzur Tamim Po'alo, his works are always perfect. And Rav Shimon of Yaroslav noted that the reason he merited a long life was that when people complain about unfairness in the world, Hashem takes them in Shemayim and shows them how and why things happen and why it is just. He added that he never complained, so he didn't need to be shown why it was just. Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Butorsky Zatzal added that this is a great story, but it also contains a tremendous amount of truth within it. The danger of stress and tension often lead people to be on tranquilizing medication. These meds often depress the brain and make it less sensitive to reality. Tranquility from bitachon, says Rabbi Tversky, is far more superior to that which is accomplished by medication and promotes longer life. We're told, Kel Emunavi Einavel, God is the God of faith, and there's nothing wrong. There's no backwardness in his offering. And the Sifri notes that Hashem believed in this world, and that's why he created it. And Rav Aaron Cutler Zatzal added that by nature, creations have an inclination to sin and deserve destruction. But here Hashem did the world a favor, and he created the concept of tshuva before the creation of the world on faith, and that the world deserves to continue despite its errant actions. Hence the wording, he is the Hashem of faith, ve'ein avel, without evil, meaning that he sees beyond the evil, having prepared for it prior to the creation of the world, with the creation of the tshuva, the concept of tshuva beforehand. And maybe that's why when we recite the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, I'd like to suggest we begin all the way back at the creation of the world, as it's the start of the tshuva process, which includes the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. We're told, Am Naval V'lo Chacham, we're a nation that's defiled, not wise. Unkelos noted that Moshe called us a nation that received the Torah, but was not wise enough to listen to it. Where did he get that idea from? So Mori V'Rabbi Rav Shechter, many years ago, quoted Rav Shagaf Ivel said Kamenovitz Atzal, who noted that like a nevela, Am Naval, that held on to life and lost it, a person in a nation that gets through life, gets life through the Torah, should not lose it due to negligence. We have a responsibility to go beyond. We have to think a little beyond ourselves and be able to be prepared to not just let things disappear from within us. We are told, Yimsa'ehu be'aretz midbar, he shall find it in the desert. And the Lamza Mashkiach, where Moshe Rosenstein, Hashem Yimkom Damo, killed in the Holocaust, noted that one really tends to find Hashem in those trying moments in life when he has no one else to rely upon or trust except Hashem. The Mashgiach added that this is why the Torah was specifically given in a desert, in order to demonstrate that Bitachon in Hashem is the strongest in these times, and it's also the key to our success in life. We're still told, So Yaladcha Teshi Vatishkach Kel Machol Aleka, you're unmindful of the rock that fathered you, and you forgot God who formed you. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Zatzal noted that there seem to be two separate issues with the one who serves Avodah Zarah, that he forgets Hashem and that he serves foreign gods. While the latter seems to be missing in modern society on the whole, the forgetting of Hashem, the lack of awareness of his presence in our daily lives, is a serious matter. The Achilles heel of the modern religious person is this existential awareness of Hashem's presence in his daily life. We know the answers to questions and we know that he's there, but we need to make sure that we never forget that. That he's there, and that's the answers to the questions. And we get so foregone in all the technicalities in the moment, and the science, etc., that we sometimes forget that Hashem is behind the science, and he's behind all these issues. We're told Kiasal Shamayim Yadi, when I raised my hand to heaven, Rav Moshe Hager, the vision of Rebbe Zatzal, noted that when one raises his hands, that's a reference to tefillah. And in this section, we're told that our tefillah should be primarily motivated by a desire to seek to increase Kavod Hashem, which is Chai Anochi Liolam, the Anochi in the world. It refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we learn that the Shekhinah shears our pain, and if we daven for the Shekhinah's pain to end, then our pain will end as well. Finally, we're told in the Haftorah, which is read so infrequently, we're told, as David HaMelech sings about all the different experiences he went through when he had to run away from his enemies and from Shaul HaMelech, we're told, Nachalev Lial Yevasuni, that the torrents of godless men, and Rav David Feinstein Zatzal noted that Belial is a contraction of the words Beli and Ol, or without a yoke. That is to say, people without any scruples and no connection to Hashem are often the ones who wreak destruction on the Jewish people the hardest. We know that all too well in our lives. We've experienced that with the Germans, Yimach Shemam V'Zichram, but throughout history, it's certainly been something that we need to consider for ourselves. As we move from the Ori V'Yishi of the Yamim Noraim into the Tzilo Chimadati V'Yashafti of the Chag HaSukkos, let me wish you all a Shabbat Shalom, and may HaKadosh Baruch Hu continue to take care of us and put us B'Tzila Dehei Manusa. Shabbat Shalom to all.